This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Shark Week. I'm sorry, Draft Week. You never know what's lurking. Just believe the service. And you know what's going to happen? Like, the show will open up tomorrow and there'll be like a little ripple on the top of the water. Is that a shark about to jump out on Shark Week? Or is it a trade rumor on Draft Week? Oh, I can't wait.
What if they just go and draft Kenny Pickett?
Who? The Lions?
Yeah, I'm literally looking for the one move that would just universally piss everybody off.
That would be like a shark tearing the beachgoer limb from limb. Yeah,
yeah, that would close the beach.
It really would.
Yeah,
we're finding out if, in fact, the latest twist out of Jacksonville, the Jaguars seem to be split a little bit, but all of a sudden Vegas has caught the whiff, blood in the water, so to speak, and Trayvon Walker is now the odds-on choice to be the number one pick, which means, theoretically, Hutchinson would go to number two to the Lions. Unless the Lions actually really like Kayvon Thibodeau, would they pass on Hutchinson just to appease their Spartan fan base? Okay, that wouldn't be the reason. That would not be the reason. Okay.
I actually heard that they're trying to get more Spartan fans at Ford Field. Thus, they're going to take Thibodeau and not Hutchinson. No, but it's funny because I heard Rico and the Man talking about, it was early on in their program. I listen all the time.
Oh, my.
Those guys are great.
Yeah.
Early on in their program, Mike was saying something the extent of, try to find a comp to Aiden Hutchinson. That's Chase Young or one of the Bosas or Myles Garrett, right? So I actually did a little homework, and you know what I found?
You looked for white defensive ends.
No. I mean, maybe. But I went to PFF. PFF wrote an article. And did you know that Aiden Hutchinson got the second highest single season defensive end grade they've ever given to anybody? And the highest went to Chase Young. And he beat out Bradley Chubb, Myles Garrett, and Joey Bosa.
And he matched or beat out Kayvon Thibodeau in a lot of the measurables.
He did.
At the combine.
He did, and Thibodeau also walked away from the combine.
Yes. All right, so let's find out. You're a Lions fan there. This has sort of been on the back burner because you thought they would Jacksonville take Hutchinson. All of a sudden, it's on the front burner, whether you're a Spartan or Wolverine. It shouldn't matter because your NFL fandom, I think, should be different, but I'm not telling you how to think. What would you think of it? 248-539-9797. A couple of quick chicken checks. Ticket checks.
Excuse me?
Here, chicken checks. John in Clinton Township. Hey, guys, Jacksonville taking Walker will be a blessing for the Lions. They can have a decent edge rusher on the D-line. Then, he kills his ticket checks here. Then take Kenny Pickett.
Oh, boy.
At 32.
Small hands, baby. No, that's not going to happen. No quarterback. We've already determined. We're not in favor of a quarterback. However, good for Trayvon Walker. My goodness, that guy. I kind of feel when draft season started, which is right after like the NFL season, was he a top 10 pick even?
On the fringe. I mean,
right.
he certainly was.
He's thought to be the number one overall pick of the draft. Pretty good.
He certainly was considered a freak. I'll read this one because they just left the studio about 20 minutes ago already to send us a ticket text. Why are you guys lying about how good Hutch is? Sincerely, Mike and Rico. Okay, I don't think they did that. That's one of those fake things, okay?
Well, that's the thing, though. And listen, Mike and Rico, they have their opinions, and they want Thibodeau. They don't want Hutch. They believe Hutch is the safe pick, which, again, in this draft, I don't know if that's the worst thing in the world.
But However, a lot of people have that opinion, too.
Yes, that's fine.
That's not unique to them.
I agree, but Hutchinson is not chopped liver.
No.
Like, Hutchinson could be elite as well. Like, he's not just some try-hard guy. I heard some guy call their show and compare him to Alex Anzalone. Like, really? Give me a break.
There. Let's go to the phones. And keep chopped liver out of this, too, please.
Do you like chopped liver?
No.
My mother loved chopped liver.
Please.
Not bad.
You mean, is it like liver worse that comes in that tube in the grocery store?
Yeah. I had it back in the day.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, not awful. I haven't had it since, though.
All right, let's talk to Brian. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Brian.
Man, I think a lot of people in this town are very, very hard. Oh, little Brian Fisher here, by the way.
Oh, LBRF.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Good. What's
happening?
They're
very hard. They're very hard on the little Italian. And I don't defend the guy a lot, but I will defend him in this regard. He does not stick up for his own team, ever. When they deserve to be criticized, he calls them out. But whatever. I got my own issues with that man. I can tell you guys, though.
Yes.
Listen, I lived through this 9 years ago.
You did, with your brother. Yep.
You do not ever, ever take the hometown guy. That has got catastrophe written all over it. Trust me.
Well, now, hold on, Brian. This is a great perspective because your brother, Eric Fisher, from Central Michigan, was taken number one overall. Where were the Lions picking that year? Refresh my memory.
Oh, I remember it vividly. Ziggy Ansah was right across from our table in the green room.
So that was like seven? Was it seven or eight?
No, they were Ziggy was five.
Ziggy at five, and Eric went one. But the cameras were all around Luke Jokel's table at first, and then when Eric's cell phone rang, the whole slew of media just came, hovered over our table. It was insane.
Hey, Brian, did you ever ask your brother, what if the Lions picked him? What would his reaction be?
Well, he said he would have worked hard. He would have worked as hard as hell, just as he did with the Chiefs, but it didn't go that way, and I'm glad it didn't, because I'm telling you, he would have had a slew of people just bombarding him with tickets every week, and so, including myself. So
right,
I can't pull myself out of that.
But exactly.
You gotta go Thibodeau, guys. He's the pure talent. Even if he's a one-trick pony, that's one hell of a one-trick. He's tenacious, got tons of fierceness inside him, and I think that's the guy you need.
And you like Thibodeau. And for those who don't know, little Brian Fisher, his brother Eric Fisher from the Central Michigan went to the Chiefs number one overall 9 years ago, and Lions did have the fifth pick. That was the Ziggy Ansah year, and
he's of
the opinion it wouldn't be good to be the local guy. I wonder if over time the whole ticket request thing or whatever, if that peters out or whatever. I do think, for what it's worth, different people, different eras, whatever, but I do think it wasn't good for Charles Rogers, the Lions. I mean, he had issues.
But he had issues,
anyhow,
too.
It was not good for him. So I think there's something about that to a certain degree.
If Aiden Hutchinson was above and beyond, easily Kayvon Thibodeau, and the only worry you had was that he was the local guy, I wouldn't worry about it. But when you are taking two guys that are thought to be kind of equal, right, I do think that comes into play. I don't know if you want to bring a local guy to this organization.
I'm not going to. That should not be the deciding factor in my mind.
No. But if they're both similar, and they are both similar. Now, again, I'm more Thibodeau than I am Hutchinson. I just think he's the better player. I think he's got the better upside. I think he's got the higher ceiling. But
I think the ceiling thing is legit, for sure.
Without a doubt it is. But I think, dude, that does play in a role.
Now, this ticket tax, and this is a classic, just stereotyping or pretending, what's the saying? Tell me that you're a rivalry honk without telling me you're a rivalry honk. Ticket tax. The Lions passing on Hutchinson would mean that things have finally changed in Allen Park for the better. No more pandering to the Ypsilanti Ford plant employees. I think that's a reference to what, though? Walmart Wolverines?
I mean, call us what we are. We're Walmart Wolverines.
First of all, with all due respect, when have the Lions pandered to Michigan fans?
What? Never.
Never, drafting Jeff Backus. There have been times when they pass. Oh yeah, let's take that cornerback from Ohio State with the third pick. Michigan fans are. I don't think that factors in at all. Not one tiny bit. Remember, everybody wanted him to take the linebacker who went to Pittsburgh, who stomped on the Big S.
Devin Booker.
Devin Bush. Yeah. I was thinking Devin Booker, yeah. No, they don't do that. This would be as a matter of fact, I'm going to try my best not to make this be an issue. Thibodeau's better, but boy, you got to take Hutchinson because you take him if you have him rated higher.
But why is that a thing? Maybe I've already proven that I am a unique sports fan, and I'm not allowed to talk for Lions fans.
Nope, you know.
But you're kind of a, I kind of feel you're a weird fan if you care about a guy all that much once he leaves your school. Like, he leaves your school. No offense. I don't want to sound mean. You leave Michigan. I'm a Michigan fan. I don't care what happens to you. The only guy I cared was Jalen Rose, because I love that man back when he played for the Fab Five.
Right.
Other than that, like, I don't get Lions fans because Hutchinson went to I love that man. Yeah. Love that. I don't understand that mindset.
I don't either.
He's gone. Not to say you throw him away, but he's gone.
The counter to that is, are Michigan State fans big Vikings fans because of Kirk Cousins?
Right.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, he was great at Michigan State. Now he's a laughingstock in the NFL. However, he did get a playoff win before Matthew Stafford.
All
just pointing
right
that out.
Then. Yeah. We'll have more on this. Hutch, is it just a Michigan thing, or should that even be a factor? No, it should not. 248-539-9797 on the Woldrew and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket.